For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Twins beat up on the Padres yesterday at Target Field. 7-2 was the final. Joe Ryan got the victory, throwing 7 shutout innings. He also struck out 8.
Yeah, it was a good crowd today, so that was super fun and good to get a win, good to get a series win. I've just been physically not feeling like myself for the last couple, so I think that was more the frustrating part, is like knowing where things could have maybe gone a little bit differently, and like if you're feeling not 80% even, like it might be a little bit better, but yeah, we made some adjustments this week, did a couple things differently, and felt a little bit better, so that I think gave us a good opportunity to have a good outing.
The Lynx will be back on the floor tonight, already locked up home court advantage throughout the playoffs with a 31-8 record, but head coach Cheryl Reeve isn't worried about their motivation.
This group, I can't imagine they're ever going to go into a game going, this doesn't mean anything. It's a very dangerous place to compete when you go into a game with a mindset you're not going to give it your all and you're complete locked in. It's a dangerous space. Certainly not going to let our group do that.
Lynx host the Wings tonight at 7. The Vikings are exactly 1 week away from opening the 2025 season. And look who's back, wide receiver Adam Thielen.
Didn't know this was going to happen until yesterday morning. And so yesterday was an absolute whirlwind. But obviously you guys know without me saying it how much this place means to me. The state, the city, this organization, the Wilfs, coaches, players. So couldn't be more excited, and there's nothing I could say to tell you how excited I am to be back home and my family. Can't wait to get them back here as they're excited as well. So.
A week from tonight, Thielen and the Vikings are in Chicago to face the Bears on Monday Night Football. Gophers are 1-0. Game 2 is Saturday against Northwestern State at 11. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.